mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends, into hour number two on this Wednesday, the 10th day of November 2004 edition. Patricia Springmeier will be joining us to talk about the false arrest and frame-up of her husband, Fritz Springmeier. We're also going to be taking your calls. Bush has announced he wants a total blanket amnesty, but then he says it's not amnesty. So that's very interesting. We'll be going over that as well. Bush is picking a new attorney general. It's down to Gonzalez and Thompson. They say leaning towards Gonzalez. It won't matter who the new attorney general is. These guys carry out what the globalists tell them to do. Why is Ashcroft and others leaving? Because then, you know, all these boogeyman names we've associated are gone, and those lightning rods for resistance are removed, and then we've got to learn who the new villains are. The point is, the Congress has passed the Patriot Act II, the National ID Card, Total Information Awareness Network package, and it's pending to go to the president's desk, regardless of who the attorney general is. Also, U.S. troops hope to conquer Fallujah in the next 48 hours. U.S. troops already have about 70%, and they vowed to take the rest of it the next 48 hours as kidnappers threatened to kill at least two members of the Iraqi Prime Minister's family, al-Awali's family, unless the assault was stopped. As the news tightened around the besieged city, seen as the epicenter of an insurgency gripping Iraq, violence raged elsewhere, with six Iraqi guards and one U.S. soldier killed in a string of roadside bombings, while armed men stormed through the main northern city of Mosul. Alawi has vowed to crush the rebellion ahead of elections planned for January and sees the right of Fallujah as key to achieving his goal. But the tough-talking premier's own family became caught up in the mayhem after a gang in three cars abducted his cousin, Ghaiz Alawi, his cousin's wife and daughter-in-law, on Tuesday, a source from Alawi's political party said. A previous unknown group threatened to kill the three within 48 hours unless Alawi halts the assault on Fallujah and releases all Iraqi prisoners in an internet statement Wednesday. It was impossible to authenticate the statement. The Prime Minister's office confirmed the kidnapping of the 75-year-old cousin and his daughter-in-law, but gave no information on the wife. Wow. They were taken from the cousin's house in southern Baghdad, but there was no mention about whether any demands had been made. That could be real, or that could be some staged CIA op to make people love Alawi, the appointed dictator. It's a circus, and, you know, the forces go in and take over one area, and then it flares up in 10 other areas. It's just top special forces and guerrilla warfare experts who are for the war, by the way, sure we're going to lose it. I mean, you just cannot win this type of war. The globalists don't care. If it strings out for 10 years, there'll be hundreds of billions of dollars a year in weapon sales, and Halliburton and others will get most of that, and then it'll hype the Arabs up to hate us and cause them to carry out more real attacks. It's part of the Pentagon P2OG plan, part of an escalation, or known as problem reaction solution. But U.S. forces, as of a few hours ago, said they hold 70% of Fallujah, and the fighting has really escalated now, and more reports of dead and wounded U.S. troops and a lot of dead Iraqi civilians. It's a tragedy. Meanwhile, blast wounds Dutch police in raid. Three Dutch police officers have been wounded in an explosion during an anti-terror raid on a house in The Hague. Two of the police officers remain in hospital after the grenade blast. Shots were also fired during the raid. The area near the Holland Spoor train station was sealed off and airspace immediately over it closed. Meanwhile, a Muslim school in Uden has been burned down, part of the spate of attacks following a murder of a filmmaker, Theo van Gogh, a critic of Islam. Attacks have targeted Christian and Muslim buildings across the Netherlands. So, just what the globalists want, an escalation, a war, a holy war on both sides, heating up the New World Order. We're facing decades of this. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The installed dictator of Iraq, that's just the facts, folks, Alawi has now had some of his family kidnapped. We don't know if this is stage theater or real. It could be real. Could be actually independent Arab groups. But generally, it's staged in most cases. And again, we've had dozens of articles that have come out where Alawi's government captures an aid worker and threatens to cut her head off for 3 days, then quietly releases her. You know, it all creates fear and makes people think there's all these terrorists. But there are real terror bombings going on. There are our troops being shot at and killed. Our troops have been bombarding now for a week and basically leveling Fallujah. And they've now got 70% of the city, our government's saying, and I tend to not doubt that because there is foreign press in there confirming that. And now it's caused a bunch of other things to flare up around the country. We'll be getting into that. And, Al-Zawahiri, the good CIA agent he is, not likely in Fallujah. They're saying he probably escaped. They claim they've killed this guy 4 times, by the way. And also, we'll be getting into some other police state news here domestically, as well as escalations in Asia. Japan Navy mobilized after mystery submarine spotted. North Korea's been threatening them again. We'll also be covering local team faces terror charge out of the Democrat and Chronicle newspaper. More people being charged as terrorists. And Bush wants blanket total amnesty for all illegal aliens. He wants it now. We'll be going over that. And I have a story here about plans by the big drug companies to basically force more of the population onto their deadly drugs. But I've got a lady on with me who is really a great person and has done so much good work in fighting the New World Order. I carry one of her husband's best works. His name is Fritz Springmeier, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. We have his latest edition, the last thing he did before he was framed with bank robbery. Fritz Springmeier had been raided by police before. Oh, we're here to see if you're growing marijuana. Oh, we're here to see if you're involved in tax evasion. Oh, we're here to see if you're involved in... And then they got a convicted criminal, an informant, who was facing jail time themselves to basically go in and testify against Fritz when witnesses said they saw someone completely different. And Fritz, with no criminal record, was arrested, and on the words of this individual, went to jail. And why has Fritz been harassed so much? Why did he go through so much? Because he exposed a lot of public officials. He exposed Bohemian Grove. He exposed government mind control operations. And he listed the elite Illuminati families. Instead of talking about, you know, presidents and prime ministers who were just puppets all day, he focused on the bloodlines. And Fritz is one of the few people I know, the only person, who talked about the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas of the German royal family that runs England and the Netherlands, known as the House of Windsor, being connected back to Dracul or Vlad the Impaler, who then married into all the major bloodlines in the Middle Ages. Now MSNBC and the major Burke's Peerage and other publications have said that their bloodlines trace directly back to that Illuminati bloodline. So more of what Fritz documented is now public, and he certainly paid the price for it. A very upright, quiet, gentlemanly person, framed with bank robbery, clearly. And remember, this is the same government that framed 56 black people, no criminal records. Admittedly, they never dealt drugs, no evidence. They all got, you know, life in prison, from 20 to 98 years in prison. And then that turned out it was all staged. We have the FBI framing people in Boston and running murder for hire. We've caught them in L.A. doing it. I mean, we've caught just hundreds of cases. The Houston crime lab caught framing. The police chief admitted 2,000 people in an assembly line fashion. No one was ever found innocent. Everyone was framed who went through their crime lab for DNA or other forensics evidence. Dallas, I'm just using Texas examples, was caught 2 years ago in an assembly line, pulling over people with nice cars, throwing a bag of chalk in the back, seizing their car, their homes. Then the crime lab would certify it as cocaine. They would then give them 20 to 50 years in prison. Turned out, I mean, again, and you don't just have the corrupt cops doing it. The crime lab, the prosecutors, this went on for years. And the same thing happened to Fritz. They tried to blame Mark Kornke, one of the leaders of the militia, very intelligent individual. A few years ago, he was going to mail a check at the post office, put it in the mailbox, and then an old gray-haired man, looked nothing like Mark, walked in, did this bank robbery. Turned out he was an FBI agent, had a staged bank robbery, and then they run Mark off the road and say he robbed the bank and say he rammed a police car when they ran him off the road. We even have the squad car video of this, and the cops are on the tape, the state police going, and the county police going, wait a minute, we just went to the bank, they said it was an old gray-haired man, why are we following Mark Kornke? Well, the FBI told him to do it, and so they run Mark off the road, and then, okay, we saw the surveillance video, it isn't you robbing the bank, Mark, but we're still going to convict you for assaulting police because we ran you off the road. I mean, I have the video out of the squad car where the cop going, the lead deputy going, well, why are we following the state police's orders? Why are we doing this? Mark didn't rob the bank. Why are we following him? This is before they turned their lights on and ran him off the road. And the sheriff says on the tape, go to cell phone. And the cop hangs the radio up and goes to cell phone. So, you know, I mean, this is how they do it. Okay, that's an introduction to this. And now we have people, Puffer Belly Toys in Oregon, the same area that Fritz Springmeier was in, a little bitty toy store in St. Helens selling Rubik's Cubes that may have been knockoffs. Turns out they were legal. Homeland Security came and visited her, ordered her to take them off the shelves. The doctor, the veteran in Iowa yesterday, arrested last week because he, quote, made too many calls to the VA and went on the radio and talked about it. Homeland Security came and cuffed him and arrested him for because they said it's a part of terrorism. It was even in the newspaper to call the government too much. A man in Wisconsin last year, and this is in Police State 3, total enslavement, the news articles, headline, paper terrorist convicted. They wanted 50 years in prison because a veteran in a wheelchair who owned 35 acres on a river wouldn't sell, and they were offering him pennies on the dollar, and they wanted to build a shopping mall there. And so he sued them, and they said, suing public officials is not acceptable. It is a form of harassment and terror. And so he was given 5 years in prison because the judge was lenient, and then the state attorney general that pushed it all moved in and got the property himself. That was in the Milwaukee Journal, folks. I mean, this is open, public. This is the type of stuff we see all day. Patricia Springmeier, wife of the political prisoner Fritz Springmeier, good to have you on with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. I'm just really delighted to be on your show today. And so is Fritz.
Well, it's been a long time. We just kept playing phone tag, but we carry Bloodlines of the Illuminati. We'll tell folks how to get that today, and, of course, that supports you, but also other books that you've got, a lot of which are about to go out of print that people can get this knowledgeable info. I remember for years following the harassment you guys went through, but in a nutshell, tell us about Fritz and yourself, what Fritz wrote about, and then the harassment you went through.
Well, you mentioned Bloodlines of the Illuminati. And then he and Cisco Wheeler co-authored, and she's a former Illuminati, from a family. They co-authored a book called The Illuminati Formula, used to create an undetectable, total mind control slave. And it basically tells how they create slaves out of their own family members, and also they've in recent years they have been doing outreach.
And this is why Bush and others don't have a conscience, is because they've been through these programs themselves. By the way, I just got to throw this in. I have a Hollywood producer friend. I mean, a big Hollywood producer.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived in New York, and he said all these beautiful, smart women openly live in million-dollar penthouses, and they openly brag that they are high-dollar prostitutes for top Republicans, and then he goes, he knows them, that they're really mind-control slaves. But go ahead.
Yes, yes. Cisco Wheeler was a former Illuminati Mother of Darkness, and so she was within the highest level of Illuminati rituals and what they only keep to themselves within their family. Other people who are Illuminati mind-controlled slaves who are not from non-Illuminati families, say, for instance, Kathy O'Brien, they're programmed for sex slaves, drug mules, assassins, and that sort of thing. And they don't engage in the actual highest level rituals. Many of the people that engage in the highest level rituals, they become programmer handlers themselves.
It's amazing, and there's a lot of evidence to this. I mean, NASA admits they've spent billions of dollars in this, and this stuff goes on all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It was perfected. It's been going on for thousands of years, but it was perfected in Nazi Germany. And then a lot of the doctors, along with the missile and rocket experts, as most people know, after the World War II was
highway over, experts, everything in our country was basically designed by Nazis. Our modern world is the vision of Adolf Hitler.
It is so sad. Yep, you're absolutely right. So, I think the exposure of this is really happened.
Yeah, we're about to break, but we'll continue with this on the other side and what Fritz exposed and paid a big price for it. We'll be right back with his wife, Patricia, and we'll continue. We'll also take your calls and cover a lot of other news. You don't want to miss this. Please stay with us. 1-800-259-9231, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Sandra. I'm taking the collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've lost 20 pounds. I have much better energy and my sleep is better.
Hi, my name is Marcia. I've been taking Vim and Vigor. It's done tremendous help for the bursitis in my thumb, and I've also lost 35 pounds.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
What are you waiting for? Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Collagenate is different than the other stuff. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446. 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
All right, we're talking to Patricia Springmeier, wife of Fritz Springmeier. Clearly, I've looked at the case. I spent many hours studying it, and I was aware of the harassment they were going through previous to this. They got way too close to it, did too much research, and no matter how insane these books sound, I went and researched many case points in it and found it to be extremely accurate. Continuing, though, your husband was delving deep into this, research onto this, and the harassment began. Tell us how that started.
Okay. Well, Alex, Fritz and I had just gotten married October 26th of the year 2000, and I had just moved out to Oregon from Denver, and lo and behold, February of 2001, so that's about 5 months later, we have a whole SWAT team with the FBI and DATF and the whole shot, you know, come barging into our door on with a marijuana grow warrant. Okay, so we were handcuffed with plastic ties and sat around the house the entire day being interviewed while they ransacked everything. They went through every drawer, every cabinet.
And, of course, it would take them 10 minutes to find out if you had marijuana.
I know. It was outrageous. So then they finally...
And, of course, a lot of the questions weren't about marijuana, were they?
Oh, no, no. They sat me down in my office and said, I think they have a degree in criminalistics with a minor in accounting. Because the first thing out of their mouths was, do you know how much equity he's got in this house? And I'm thinking, what? You know? And then I'm realizing, oh, you know, they want the house. And so I said, I have no idea, you know, do you know what kind of mortgage? I said, we haven't been married long enough to look, you know, that I've looked into all that stuff. I said, I would think that he's probably got a 30-year mortgage. I said, he hasn't owned the house, you know, he bought the house in 1999, so I said, I guess go from there. You know, you have to put a 10% down or something like this. And so I said, so I don't know. But you'd think they'd be able to find out. And so then they went to, oh, and they asked me if he had any offshore accounts. And I said, I don't know. I don't think so.
Basically, they were there to stop what he was doing with the books.
Yes, and to find out and to get into all of our business. It was pretty outrageous. And then they finally took us into the police station by 4:30 that afternoon. Now, they came at 9:30 in the morning. Oh, and we also had $1,400 that we had gotten from the bank the day before to purchase a van to replace the van that Fritz had broken down. So on the phone, I'm sure our phone was tapped, they overheard Fritz talking to the guy in Lake Oswego who had the van for sale, and that guy wanted cash on the barrelhead the next day. And so they knew that Fritz would have $1,400 the next day, which is the day of the raid. And so they took that as well and called it drug money.
But they didn't find any drugs.
No, they did not find anything. And so
I mean, if folks knew Fritz Springmeier, you know, I've met him and interviewed him. I mean, this is the last person on earth, an incredibly devout Christian, the last person you'd find smoking marijuana. And, of course, there's no marijuana found, no nothing, but they go ahead and take you on into the police station.
Oh, yeah, they took us into the police station and held us until about 9:30 or 10. It was about 10 o'clock that night. So we were left to, and the police station was over in Clackamas County, which is miles away from where we lived. So we had to take a bus into Gresham, and then we had to take a $40 cab ride up to our house because we lived out in the country. So it was a pretty expensive day there, and we were just glad to get home by the end of the day. But they didn't charge us with anything. They didn't set any bail. They didn't charge us. They just told us that they could charge us with something in the future.
And under asset forfeiture seizure, no drugs, no nothing, they still took your money.
Oh, they took, yeah. And Fritz had a couple of hunting rifles, and they took those. And
so gun confiscations on top of it.
Right. Oh, gosh, they took, I had a copy of The Ugly Truth about the ADL. They took that, and they hem-hawed over that. So that's about where that stands. I looked on the police property list and noticed that it said $1,359, but it was $1,400. But also,
and it's also then after that, these informants, these provocateurs start coming around into your life.
Do you say after that or before that?
Well, just from what I've read and the things that are out there, I mean, we'll come back and get it from the horse's mouth after this break.
Fritz has been harassed before. People have tried to run him off the road, and he has had people, you know, strange people approach him and try and look him up. And some of it's very innocent because they're people that have a story to tell. They read.
We got a break. We'll be right back. We'll continue with Patricia Springmeier, and we'll also take your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
try glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, costs a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking to Patricia Springmeier, wife of Fritz Springmeier, the political prisoner, the author, the researcher, the lecturer. By the way, we carry his book, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, right there on Infowars.com, and it's an encyclopedic book and really lets you know who we're dealing with. Patricia, give us kind of the Reader's Digest of then what happened with the bank robbery charges that came later. And when I talked about, you know, troublemakers swarming around, you know, these supposed friends that started coming around, and, you know, I've dealt with this. People have come up to you and, hey, you ever thought about doing something violent? And then I quietly memorize their license plate number and find out it's a cop or an FBI informant. You know, and that's why I'm publicly nonviolent and want to wake people up. And I know they try to provocateur this stuff all the time. I mean, I've been at protests before when they're in the crowd trying to start fights. This is really criminal, and they've been caught doing it. But, you know, give us the Reader's Digest summation of then what happened.
Well, 1 year later, they came back and arrested Fritz for a bank robbery that had taken place in 1997. They had a witness who was facing about 120 years of prison sentence for weapons violations and a pot grow and all this stuff, okay? And so he had, after his arrest and questioning, they let him, and his name's Tony Huntington, they let him out on his own recognizance, and he had 5 months to go around and get a story together. Now, they told him, if you have any information about anybody else having committed crimes or this or that, we'll go easy on you. And they said, so you think about that, because we are going to be looking at you, buddy, and we're going to be going around to every friend and questioning all your friends and stuff. So
this is the classic MO for an informant. They got somebody they got dirt on, and then you work for us, buddy.
Right. And when he saw that they weren't kidding, 5 months later, he called them back up and said, could you please come interview me again? And they did, and he said, and they had mentioned Fritz's name on the first interview. Do you know anything about Fritz Springmeier? Do you know if he's committed any crimes? So he called them back over for the interview, and he said, Fritz Springmeier committed this bank robbery that I had helped plan with Forrest Bateman back in 1997.
By the way, this story she's talking about is in the mainstream newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just come right out with all this stuff. And then so years later, they come and how do they grab Fritz?
Just based on Tony's word, they came and arrested him at the house. We were surprised. It was 1 year later, almost exactly. And it was 5 months to statute of limitations on this bank robbery, which is 5 years is the statute of limitations. So you're wondering how fair can a trial be? How will people be able to remember anything? And Tony Huntington ended up perjuring himself on the stand because he found out that, because our attorney bluffed him, he admitted that he actually took a role in the robbery on the day of the robbery, and that's something that he never told the investigators. So they were looking for a second robber because Forrest Bateman had admitted guilt already, but he never implicated Fritz in it. But here's Tony Huntington sitting on the stand, and he admits that he not only planned it the night before, but he actually took a role in it.
So you have one of the two admitting he did it, and now the second one admitting it, but they go, oh, that's fine, it's Fritz.
Oh, yeah, and they stalked the courtroom on Defense's Day. All kinds of law enforcement came in and sat on the spectator side, but on the jury side. And I was sitting on Fritz's side because I wanted to be near Fritz. And I didn't really realize, I thought, gosh, you know, they have a long lunch hour, you know, who gave them the time off and all this stuff. And I mentioned that to an attorney, and he said, that's stalking the courtroom with law enforcement. I mean, I'm telling you, there were about 12, and a lot of them in uniform throughout the day, about, I'd say, 12 to 15. And I was told that our defense attorney should have mentioned it, should have raised an objection to the judge and said, Your Honor, what are all these law enforcement people doing here? Who gave them the time off? And say something for the record. As it was, the attorney only put one objection on
record. Well, what happened when this guy on the stand, how did he admit that he'd been involved, and then they didn't clap him in irons right then?
They didn't, no. He hasn't been charged with bank robbery. It's an amazing system.
I didn't see that in one of the newspapers when I was researching this months ago, where it said that he admitted he'd, quote, been involved somehow, and then this comes out later, but, oh, we're going to leave you alone.
Exactly. That was the exchange that was made. That was the deal that was struck. It's pretty amazing.
Now, Fritz had been involved exposing some local officials in this globalist involvement.
Yeah. In fact, you'll find a lot in his books that is local on Oregon and stuff. He's not afraid to name names. And I think that's what really has gotten him in trouble. I mean, he does not...
Well, Patricia, I don't know if I believe you. I mean, we have the Houston crime lab admittedly framing thousands, Fifty-six black farmers, no criminal records, all framed, not one piece of evidence. 20 to life in prison, later admitted it's totally fake. We have the FBI mentally running murders and framing people en masse and running organized crime, being the head of the mafia in Boston. I mean, I don't think the government would be capable of lying to get somebody.
Yeah, I know. It's enough to make me, if Fritz were out, I think we'd probably be expatriates living on a safer shore.
You know, it's funny you'd say that. I mean, I just have this instinct to get out of here.
But I've got to stay and fight, but I'm tempted to get my family out of the country because why should they have to put up with this? But, you know, it's a new world order, Patricia. There's nowhere to run. This global darkness is settling everywhere. And I think the answer is fighting and being bold, more of us doing it. And there's so many of us now standing up. We're going to have a problem getting everybody. But I've noticed that people that really get into exposing the Illuminati itself and name names of high-level government people, that really gets them angry.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. How has Fritz's stay in prison been?
Well, he is very spiritually strong. He's using it as an opportunity to
I saw that in the newspaper. Didn't he thank the judge or something?
Yes, basically.
I'm going from memory because he says this is, you know, like Paul or somebody in prison. Tell us the story.
He said, "Oh boy, I wish I had the exact quote." But he said he basically said he was going to turn it into an opportunity to work for the Lord. And I'll look that up for you, what he said.
I saw that in the newspaper. That takes great peace. He went and said, thank you to the judge, thank you to the jury, and basically I forgive you, and thank you. This is what God wants. I believe that was basically what he said. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And that's his attitude, and he's been helping out with Bible studies and organizing the inmates to come to Bible studies. He gives some of the Bible studies in prison. Right now he's teaching an inmate German. He's currently working for the prison, helping people get their GEDs. That's his job in prison right now. He had a job with Unicor for a while, QAing, you know, quality assuring circuit boards, and found it just to be totally unsatisfying, and decided to go back to working directly for the prison to give people the GEDs.
Over the time he's been in prison, I've heard he's actually had an effect on the guards and others.
There was one point out at Sheridan where one of the guards was asking about Bloodlines book and asked how he could purchase a copy.
So by his example, I mean, you got to meet Fritz Springmeier. He just radiates this peace, a nice guy, really intelligent. I mean, you can tell he's a good guy. And then to see this happen to him, but, you know, founding fathers went through stuff like this. Our soldiers in Vietnam went through stuff like this. I mean, this is just what happens to people. And there's a lot of persecution. But would you say Fritz has become stronger through this?
Definitely, he has. My family, it's funny that you talk about the guys in Vietnam and whatnot, because my family just tells me to look at it like he's been sent overseas. There are a lot of military wives out there, and their spouses, and military husbands, their spouses are overseas, and you just have to wait it out.
Well, no doubt Fritz is now a prisoner of war.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to go to some calls, loaded phone lines here for you, Patricia Springmeier, wife of Fritz Springmeier, political prisoner. How the folks, you've got quite a few books you're offering. I just carry one of them, the latest edition of Bloodlines, before he went into prison, but you've got some other books. How do people get those?
Oh, okay. Well, you can order direct from me. Shall I give the address?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, 700 North Colorado Boulevard. Number 126, Denver, Colorado, 80206. And the mind control books, The Illuminati Formula, used to create an undetectable total mind-controlled slave. I could just call it the Illuminati Formula book for short. I'm selling that for $50, and that's 515 pages.
And these are giant. These look just like encyclopedia books.
Mm-hmm.
Big, dark brown, black, hardbound books.
No, actually, not to refute you. These,
okay,
these
so,
are.
So then I've got an older copy because I've got a hardbound copy of that.
Yes. Yes, you have an older one of the first.
That
was the first edition, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
What Fritz decided to do was to combine these books so that they could lay open flat, so that therapists could use them as workbooks and whatnot. They're paper bound with a clear plastic cover and then a coil comb binding, rather. Okay, and then there's the sequel to that is Deeper Insights into the Illuminati Formula. And that book gives a lot of solutions to the problem. Both these books, by the way, were co-authored by Cisco Wheeler. And the Deeper Insights book, the second part of it, is how to break free of the control. And Cisco gives a lot of information.
And you've also
on
got
Bloodlines.
You've also got Bloodlines. How much is that?
Well, you have the Bloodlines of the Illuminati book, and that
folks can get it from you. What's the address again?
Oh, 700 North Colorado Boulevard, number 126, Denver, Colorado, 80206.
And we'll give that out again in a few minutes. Let's go to some calls, Patricia.
Okay.
Fred in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Patricia, I wanted to thank you for coming on, and I wanted to ask what kind of hypnosis is involved with, let's say, the various subjects, and can it be done, you know, not necessarily in a small location, but maybe from a distance?
Well, let me throw this out. I mean, you've got mass mind control conditioning they use on all of us, but we're talking about drugging, torture. That's how you get these type of minds. Patricia, is that accurate?
Yes, absolutely. What these books deal with is the more specific one-on-one programming a person.
And by the way, Copper Green just got declassified, the Vietnam era torture. It's almost the exact stuff in these books. So we have official government documents on that. You know, they do the similar things.
Mm-hmm.
What about the use of sleep deprivation also?
Oh yes, that's used. Their ideal victim is to get the person at 3 years old. And they use everything. They use electronics, drugs, hypnosis, sleep deprivation, anything that can just break the person down, shatter their personality into thousands of parts, which are alters. And then they program the alters to perform different functions. Some alters know about other alters and the system, and some alters have no idea.
By the way, I know a very successful businessman, we're talking worth $100 million at least, who in the late 60s in Houston, Texas, was part of a magnet program and then was taken into a NASA program, and they didn't do the torture, but they did do drugs, hypnosis, computers. I mean, this is a massive program.
Yes.
I just wanted to say, isn't there a corps of doctors that the Army has that is that is impossible to get at? You can't sue them. You can't use any kind of
Let me give folks documentation. The founding of the American Psychological Association, the founder, Dr. Ewing Cameron out of Canada, admittedly tortured over 2,000 people, mainly women. They found women were better. Men you can break even quicker, but then they usually go insane and aren't you know, active and then break down usually. And he admittedly, a family would come and they'd have a CIA psychologist or psychiatrist in New York. They'd say, fly him up here for help. And then they'd have him for 6 months. And LSD, PCP, electroshock, audio, 24 hours a day, all of this. And this is even History Channel.
And
they would create total mind control slaves that will do whatever they're told. And this is admitted, thousands of women. You want to comment on that, Patricia?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, and here's some good news, finally, on the issue of mind control. Fritz told me last week that Dr. Ewan Cameron, a.k.a. Dr. White, who's out of Canada, recently lost a lawsuit by several mind control victims.
Yeah, now he's dead, too.
Oh, boy. Well, apparently they're going to collect damages, and I don't know where from, but...
Oh, man, I watched a History Channel piece where they just admitted it, and the government admitted it, and they'd grab little kids. Families would bring their children, and then they'd sign over rights, and boom, their kid was gone.
That is sad. But I do hear that this is the first victory of this type, and what it means is that other lawsuits are to follow against all of these people.
I just wanted to say that the change in the Cold War status hasn't meant a darn thing to the volume of the program, to the spending. I know for a fact that MK Ultra skyrocketed in cost during the mid 50s, the early 50s when it was started.
And this is all admitted stuff. Thanks for the call, Fred. Let's talk to Mike in California. Mike, go ahead. Mike, you there?
Alex.
Yes.
This is off the topic, sir. I'm sorry about this.
That's all right. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
I called you on Friday about the school system. I don't know if you remember me, but...
Yeah, you're there in the schools waking people up. Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, they suspended me yesterday, Alex, for saying a supposedly profanity word. I'm wondering if it's legal. I have two things for you. This is one of them. I'm going to do it real quick. I'm wondering if this is legal. If I refuse to sign my referral, a behavior contract, and a Girls Swan High School expulsion certificate or whatever, can they technically hold that against me if I didn't sign it, if I don't have my signature on it?
No, they can't make you sign documents, at least in a free country. Of course, they probably will. Stay there. We'll find out after the break. Patricia Springmeier is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites, as well as Infowars.net relaunch. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, it's your chance to talk to Patricia Springmeier. We're going to keep her about 20 minutes in the next hour, then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news. Scott and JR and Roman and John and others, your calls are coming up. The young man that called earlier, I talked to him during the break. He was saying they treat him like Nazi minions or something in the school with the police, and they considered that very evil, and so he's suspended. And now they want to have him sign one of these affirmative adjudication contracts. They do that here in Austin. I haven't seen his contract in California, but I'm familiar with it around the country. And then you waive your rights to go on real probation if you do anything wrong in the next semester. And there's no reason to sign that or go along with that, but you do whatever you feel is proper. And then, so that's a side issue there. Before we go back to Patricia Springmeier and your calls, I've made 11 films, and we're offering a bunch of huge discounts, up to 70% off my videos now, some different specials. So be sure and visit InfoWars.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, look at all the different specials we're offering right now, so you can get a whole bunch of these and give them as gifts to people. You know, you buy one video, and the next video is $5.95, you know, stuff like that. A bunch of books, a bunch of videos and tapes by other authors, including Bloodlines, The Illuminati, the latest edition, the last work of Fritz Springmeier before he went to the pen for a crime he didn't commit, obviously. You can also call toll-free to ask about the different specials we're offering. It takes too long to go over them. Just give a call and, you know, ask about the specials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And Bloodlines, the Illuminati is $25, and it's about, I don't know, 600, 700 pages long. And we do offer that, but you can also get it directly from Mrs. Springmeier, and we'll give that address out again later in the next hour. Let's go ahead now and go to Scott in Texas. Scott, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, how you doing?
Good
to talk to you. Thank you so much for taking my call. First heard about you on Coast to Coast, and great interview there. And I had been praying for you before because I was on the internet, you know, checking you out. And I had realized, praying for your protection, I'd realized that God had been protecting you already.
You're not kidding when you say that. You know, Bush said it, and I like to steal what he said. I can feel the prayers.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now, every day, I pray that God would send his angels to protect you, because I feel like this is a calling for you. And it's good for us, because you keep us informed in everything, and so we really appreciate
it. Well, thank you. Do you have any comments for our guest?
Yeah, I've got two quick comments. Interesting that you have Patricia on today, because that's what I was going to talk to you about, was brainwashing. Two things on that. One is the mass brainwashing going on that has been extended from the people that put Hitler into power, that they were experimenting with.
I mean, here's an example of this. The TV is flashing at a certain rate. I mean, UT Psychology Department is testing new patterns for the TV to control you. They admit it. I've been there and seen it.
Really?
None of this is hidden. Then they also have us disassociate with all the signs, all the stimulation, shifting you left-right brain. Patricia, you want to comment on that?
It's pretty amazing. It's hard to get away from the influences. If I could live out in the country, I would. Now I'm living in the city, so you just have to be strong spiritually, pray to God, just to give you salvation every day.
Had a quick question for Patricia.
Sure.
Alex, if I may.
I do.
Patricia, isn't the object of brainwashing dislodging one's personality and then separating them from previously held ideals and then inserting maybe, you know, a new alternate personality? Is that the goal?
And more than one personality. They can actually split the brain into hundreds of different personalities in one person.
Yeah.
And each personality can have a different function and even opposing functions to the other alters in the system.
All right. Thanks for the call, Scott. Good points. JR, Roman, John, others, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.